Panda Talks has adult themes and uses adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Got anything for a cold open today?
Yeah.
Or does it not seem appropriate given the subject?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Is that going to screw up the...
Well, no, it's just supposed to be light banter.
Yeah.
But seeing as it's kind of a more serious subject, I don't know, it could either be seen as inappropriate or let's have something lighthearted in the shitstorm we're about to talk about.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's kind of, it is a difficult subject. I don't know. I guess I've already said I don't know 50 times, but it's kind of one of those things where you're like, I don't want it to feel like it's such a heavy topic. It is a heavy topic, and I don't want it to be like, oh, but I don't want people to be like,
Well,
oh,
yeah.
I want people to have their own opinion. I don't want this to be like us preaching, blah,
No,
blah, blah. I want people to
but
like.
and to your point, my listenership has increased. So, hello everyone. Thank you for being here. That being said, I feel kind of bad that my listeners spiked up.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
And we're gonna do like a controversial topic. Like, I want it to be fun, and this podcast is supposed to be fun and lighthearted, which is. But I also want to like pepper in a few serious ones. You know, we did a
Yeah.
serious one on depression, and is that the only serious one we did? I swear we've done at least.
No, we've done a couple. Depression.
I only remember depression, but.
I feel like we've done a couple. I want to say we did a we've done a couple on death,
We did one on
maybe.
suicide,
Yeah,
but maybe that was
suicide.
related to the death or depression.
That could have been.
Welcome to Panda Talks, where. It's my birthday.
Congratulations.
I'm a
How old are
31.
you?
I'm a 31 years
Oh,
old. I am a 31
I
years
thought for sure
old.
you were gonna tell the truth. Just kidding. It's a, you know how everybody
I don't know, 92
passed.
to 2023.
Well, no,
I was
you're
born in the 1900s, the early 1900s. No, that'd be later.
you'd be born in the
1900s.
no, yeah, 1900s, but the 20th century. I watched a TikTok that was it TikTok? It was something the other day where somebody was explaining, maybe it was at work, I don't remember. Somebody explaining to another person that the 1900s was the 20th century and we're now in the 21st century.
Yeah, that never made sense to me.
It's because in zero, you're in the
Yeah.
first century, because it's the
Yeah.
first 100 years.
No, yeah. But anyway,
No, I get it, because it, for a long time, it, I remember being annoyed by it until I sat down and like, why is this the way it is? And then I was like, oh, okay.
yeah. So, today's topic is something we've kind of been wanting to talk about. And we've tried recording it a couple times, and I keep thinking, no, let's not do an episode, but it's just this 100% is gonna be all opinion based. Because, like Brady said, we don't wanna be preachy.
Yeah.
We don't wanna. It's a hard subject, but it's been on our minds recently, and I just wanna have a conversation about it, basically. So,
Yeah.
with the recent release of the Epstein list, and it's just so disheartening to see how many not characters but actors that I mean just 2 weeks ago I was talking about how I love Meryl Streep, I love Meryl Streep, and then the week after that I was like, don't love anyone because they'll disappoint you. Like how quickly the tides turn. And then with the release of Hogwarts Legacy and controversy going off of that, it just kind of hit me with, can you, I guess, where is the line? Can we separate the art from the artist? Because I think it was Super Mega I was listening to, and they said something like, no one can separate the art from the artist anymore. And every time I bring it up with Brady, we have hundreds of examples of, well, this, you know, I think my favorite example of it is I you know, we all grew up listening, watching, reading Alice in Wonderland, and Alice in Wonderland has become like an aesthetic, I feel like. Like, it's not just a cartoon or a movie anymore. It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's an aesthetic. But the guy that wrote Alice in Wonderland was a pedophile. I don't think a lot of people know that. And when I found that out, I felt really uncomfortable and was, I told Brady, I don't think we're going to have Alice. Not that we had Alice in Wonderland in our house anyway, because it kind of creeped me out. But after that, I'm like, I'm definitely not comfortable with it. But then I was like, well, but it's not like he's getting any royalty checks. He's freaking dead. Right? And even like Dr. Seuss cheated on his wife so many times that she ended up killing herself. And I remember being uncomfortable with that and thinking maybe we shouldn't support him and have him in our home. But at the same time, he's not collecting royalties. So, and then like Brady said, or has Brady has brought up, like there's so many other controversial, like Michael Jackson, accused of doing all these horrendous things. We don't know. I like to think he didn't do it because no amount of hush money would keep me quiet if my child was hurt. So either yeah. they're really piece of shit parents or I like to believe he didn't do it. But that's my controversial take on it. But how many people still enjoy Michael Jackson? To this day, he's freaking, he's a legend, an icon. We still enjoy his music. And that being said, Brady, I'm sorry, I feel like I'm hogging the time here, but like, Cake, am I allowed to watch Toy Story now? Can I never enjoy Toy Story again? Maybe I can separate the art from the artist and watch that, but at the same time, it's almost uncomfortable watching it knowing Tom Hanks was on a flight, you know, going to a pedophile island. Like, how do you watch that without, how do you separate that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I mean, we've kind of talked about it between me and you personally going, it's hard because it's got to be a case of innocent until proven guilty, because it's come out like before where people are like, here's a picture of Donald Trump with him and blah, blah, blah. And then, but everybody came out and was like, no, Donald Trump met with him like once or twice. And then I don't know if he's ever made a comment about it, but basically what is shown on the record is he did talk to him like once or twice, whatever, and then cut all ties with him. It didn't say yeah. why. It didn't say like maybe he was doing some shady business stuff because he was a businessman in New York first. If you really want to deep dive on this, go listen to Time Suck. He did two episodes on
Jeffrey Epstein.
He did one on
life of him, and then the second part was the conspiracies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so the first one, it just kind of talks about who he was, what he did, where he got all his money, and then where, you know, basically where it left and stuff. But if you want to know about all that, go listen to Time Suck. I was nervous when he did it because it was always the joke of, like, because he, you know, he's the topic of Epstein didn't kill himself. And you go, well, yeah, he was in jail going to trial. A lot of rich and famous people were in friends with him, whatever. And then he ended up killing himself in jail. You know, I'm doing finger quotations.
Yeah.
They can't see, but yeah. And so that became the joke of, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself. And I remember it was a huge joke until I like figured out like what was actually, I don't know, being talked about, everything, what was going on. Because it was like, man, we're all making light of this dude. And then this dude is like the devil himself. You know, like he is just such a shady, shitty person doing horrible things. And you're like, man, we're all making a joke about this guy. But I mean, at the end of the day, he's dead. So it's kind of like, well.
Or is he?
I guess there's always that.
Did Hillary Clinton get to him?
Did, yeah.
That was my personal favorite on the Time Suck is Dan Cummins referring to Hillary Clinton as Killary Clinton. And I'm just like, I'll never call her anything else. That's perfect.
Because that's what I heard is like that she was whatever. But I don't want to get any more attention on myself than I need. Like nobody listens to this. There's a handful of people who listen to it. So
how dare you insult my new followers?
I'm not calling them nobody, but yeah, it's, I don't know. But it's all shady, weird stuff. But yeah, back to the topic at hand. It's hard to look at it and you go, okay, well, this person flew on his plane, but we don't know how many times, we don't know the circumstance, we don't know anything, you know.
Right. Because I myself have wondered, I mean, it's hard because I don't want to give the benefit of the doubt to pedophiles. But at the same time, I really can't help but wonder, because I mean, some of my heroes were on that. I shouldn't say heroes, but some people I really liked. Seth Rogen. And I honestly can't help but wonder how, if any of those people, like, because honestly, you only have to fly once. You only have to be on there once, and you're on his records. How many people just flew, did nothing, but they're on the records with a bunch of other people that did things, so now they're guilty, you know? How many people didn't realize it was an underage girl, made the mistake once, but they're guilty now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to give the benefit of the doubt. Like, it's disgusting, but I do wonder, like, how many of those people, like I said, you only have to fly once. He only has to get so many pedos on that plane, and then the minute you step foot on that plane, whether you do anything or not, you're now lumped with the rest of them. So,
mm-hmm.
Are they all guilty? Are there some people that aren't? I don't know. It's weird times we're living in, and it's just like, I don't know. It's infuriating. The whole thing makes me so angry.
Because, like you said, it is hard because I don't want to sit and be like,
I don't want to defend a pedophile.
I don't want to defend a pedophile, but at the same time, I don't want to condemn somebody that, you know, because I feel like as an American, I have to agree with the innocent until proven guilty. But that's not how it is. Let's be honest. I mean, as soon as somebody's accused of something or whatever, they're sullied. And now it's hard because other people have shown up on it and they're kind of, you know, it's just the way that things have worked out with the timeline, whether they're stepping away or whatever. You just kind of look at it and go, well, are they stepping away because,
right,
because they're guilty, or are they stepping away because it just happened to be at the same time? You know, and it's like, I don't want to only focus on the Epstein thing because
there's so much more to talk about.
There's so many more people out there that have done, you know, shady stuff and whatever. But it's just kind of funny with the Epstein thing being the way it is right now.
Right.
You look at it and you go, it's kind of funny that, you know, this list has come out and all these people. And it's hard because, like you said, there's so many people that were like, I don't want to call them idols, but like people that we looked up to, people that you enjoy, and now they're on the list. And you're like, well,
how can we ever watch Pineapple Express again and enjoy it? And that's kind of what I was saying. Like, it's one thing to, like, watch Alice in Wonderland knowing that money is not going to, what was his name, Carol? I don't even want to talk about it. That guy is disgusting. He's not getting a royalty check.
Lewis Carroll?
Because he's dead. Hopefully burning in hell for having, anyways. But, so can I watch Pineapple Express, or is someone I don't want to support getting a royalty check. Yeah. I guess I own it on DVD, but like I can't even listen to Spotify anymore because Lady Gaga, like, seriously made me the person I am today. I really looked up to her. I really loved her music. And that's the disgusting thing is, like, she had this music supporting victims that were raped. She came out with that song, Until It Happens to You. And then to find out that she was on that list, you like, I open up Spotify and I'm like, well, I think she gets a royalty from me listening to this. And I don't feel like I should be giving her that. So can I ever listen to that artist again? Can I listen to her CDs? Because she's not getting a royalty from the CDs, right? But then at the same time, can I really sit there and enjoy her music knowing what I know?
Yeah.
And if it comes out that she was innocent, then I'll go from there. But like I said, it's just, I don't know. It's a tough subject.
Yeah.
But like you said, I didn't want to spend the whole time on the Epstein list. It is just something that, you know, came out recently, that and Justin Roiland came out recently. And I mean, we watched one season of Rick and Morty and we really liked it, but now it's like, can we ever watch it again? ? I don't know. So that's kind of where I've been struggling this week is, can I listen to music? Is it okay if it's on CD? Mm-hmm. Well, even if I continue to listen to it on CD, like, can I, like, comfortably listen to it?
Yeah, I mean, because that's kind of where, not right there, but it's, I was listening to my playlist. I have a playlist, I'm sure, like most parents do. My playlist, I have a playlist for myself and then a playlist for my kids. And one of my first songs on my playlist for my kids is Thriller. And I'm like, Thriller, such a good song. I don't know for a fact, whatever. There's a lot of hearsay with him. The fact that he went to court twice. But then at the same time, it's like a lot of people walked away with a lot of money. And it's like you said, I don't like to think. I don't think if that happened to my child, I would be comfortable taking money and walking away.
Absolutely not.
You know?
Absolutely not
for me. Because then I would know in my mind, I'm like, this is going to happen to another kid. And because I did nothing, it's my fault. But I can't, and that's where I'm kind of at, is like with Michael Jackson. I'm like, I'm not going to say I like all of his songs, but it's like, he does have a fair amount of songs that I like, you know? And it's like, can I never listen to this again? And that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, and it's hard because I'm also going to go into like the Bill Cosby stuff, because I grew up on the Cosby Show. You know, I grew up on Kids Say the Darndest Things and all the shows that he was involved with. And you're like, okay, so now since he was, you know, more or less convicted of rape. I think he was convicted, I'm pretty sure. How does that stand? Because I don't like rape. I'm going to be honest, I'm not a fan. And so I sit here and I go, okay, well, where does that put me? Like, I don't want to support him, but also I don't want to be shitting on rape victims. It's like the joke with Hogwarts Legacy right now is, if you support Hogwarts Legacy, you hate trans people. And I'm like, you know, I have no ill will towards any trans people. I have no, you know, nothing, but, you know, I've never been wronged by any trans person that I know of. You know, I've worked with a handful and I've never had any of them try to stab me in the back or anything. So I'm like, I don't have any ill will towards them. I don't feel like that's the case, but because, J.K. Rowling has said some questionable things.
Thing. Yeah. This is what's killing me. And it's a great segue into, because I was questioning how do we get off Epstein, get into a less serious, I'm going to say less serious. that's going to be controversy. People are going to come after me for that. But
I can't believe you just said that.
It's like Chick-fil-A, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, how can you support a company that's anti-gay? And I know there's more shady shit. They've been donating to some, like, not-so-great organizations that do not-so-great things. But I absolutely love how everyone, every single fucking person that I meet that eats a Chick-fil-A goes, I don't agree with them, but I like their food. And, like, even my manager at my previous job, he loved their food. And I'm like, but you're gay. Like, just joking with him. And he's like, it's worth it. It's worth it. But I love how, like, literally you cannot talk to anyone without, well, I guess I shouldn't say literally anyone, but majority of the people I talk to have to say, oh, I don't agree with them, but I like their food. And I kind of feel like that's almost Harry Potter, because I'm supportive. If you want to be trans, if that's who you feel, if that's your identity, you go for it. I've had the amazing opportunity to, like, be so assured of myself. Like, I never questioned, like, my gender. I never had that I don't feel like myself moment. And that must feel fucking awful. So, you know, if you had to go through that struggle, and now you have to go through the struggle of the discrimination of being trans, like, I do feel for you. I really do. But at the same time, I don't know if I missed half of the controversy, but as far as I know, didn't she just text something saying women should be proud to be women or something to that effect? She basically just came out and said, I don't support it. But she didn't, like, I don't know, like, call to action to end everything or do any, like, hate crimes. She just said, I don't support it. And now everyone's like, oh, she's the scum of the earth. And this is where I fall. I feel like people are free to have their opinions, however polite or rude they are. But you don't necessarily have to share them. You don't have to get on Twitter and tweet it. If she's anti-trans, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are anti-LDS. People are anti, like, whatever the fuck I am. White woman sharing her opinion. People are anti that. And they have the right to be anti that. That's fine. But you just don't need to share it. You know? I don't need to share that I'm for it. Or I'm supportive of it. You know? But yeah. I just did. But I definitely, I mean, I know we're going to buy Hogwarts Legacy at some point, but I know I'm not going to play it because you don't share video games. But yeah, I feel like Hogwarts Legacy is the new Chick-fil-A. Like, everyone that buys it has to say, well, I don't have a problem with trans people. I'm supportive of the transgender community. But I still wanted to play this game, which, I mean, how can you blame them? Like, Lady Gaga, Harry Potter is something that, like, shaped me and got me, like, through my, like, as a big part of my childhood, helped get me through high school. Like, you all know I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. And I was a big fan before all the controversy came out. So, like, again, you know, relating back to Epstein, is like, how do you just, like, oh, I can't enjoy this anymore because it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like, how, I guess the whole point of this is, how can we separate the art from the artist? How can we just enjoy something? And like I said, out of everything we talked about today, and I know I'm going to get hate for this, but, like, being anti-transgenders, I don't know, kind of the lesser of two evils, in my opinion. Like, I don't know.
And there's kind of a difference, because I'm not trying to defend anybody or, you know, condemn anybody, but it's kind of like certain people, you know, like, there's a difference between people that just say stuff and people that are out there being activists, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know what, I don't know if there's Chick-fil-A's out there being, you know, anti-gay activists, whatever.
I know they're, like, there's a ton of things they're donating to, but one of them is for the, oh, what's it called? That forceful camp.
Oh, Pray the Gay Away stuff?
Yeah, but what's it called? It's called something. Where you, They're basically brainwashing them to be straight. Oh,
it's like,
I can't remember what it's called. It's terrible. I know they were donating to organizations that do that. No, it's not. I can't think of it, but yeah. The gay away camps, basically.
Yeah, I can look it up.
All right, re-educating, you said?
Yeah, so they're called, as far as I can tell, re-education camps, but, and it's kind of hard because we, it's hard for us especially, and I'm not going to try to be like, oh, we're victims, but the place we live is especially not friendly towards gay people and trans and whatever. Like, I'm not going to say, I don't know, I haven't been around any being beaten up or bullied, because when I went to high school, it wasn't as big of a thing. I remember, this will kind of reveal a little bit more where we live, but I remember in high school, there was an openly gay kid that went to Provo High School. And that was a big deal, because everybody was like, did you hear there's a kid at Provo High School that's openly gay? And I went to high school between 2004 and 2007. So it's been a long time. But, you know, back in the day, that's how it was. And nowadays, it's a little bit more.
I had gay friends in high school. Like, I had gay friends. I remember the first gay friend I had was in junior high. And it's funny because we all knew he was gay before he came out. So I remember when he finally came out, like, we were all expecting it. And we threw him a coming out party. And we had, like, my family was remodeling our house at the time. And at the time, my dad was, like, spray painting our closet doors. So we had closet doors and rainbows for his coming out party. Like, we were anticipating it.
Yeah.
Like, so when he finally came out, we're like, hey, great. Like, we knew. But I don't know, like, not, like, I'm sure he got bullied, but he got bullied before he came out, because he was just that type of kid. And, yeah, I don't know, I just feel like through high school, I had gay friends, I had bisexual friends, I had, you know, lesbian friends, because, I don't know, it's funny, because this is completely off topic, but I guess just to talk about what you're kind of, you know, talking about is,
excuse me,
I remember in elementary school, there was just gay. Just, you like the same gender if you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I got to, like, middle school, it was high school specifically, because my friend told me this. He told me, gay means you like guys, lesbian means you like girls, and bisexual means you want to fuck anyone. And then as he said that, he slammed his locker door shut. I was like, okay. And so there's just, you know, the LGBT, like, that's what it was. And then fast forward till today, and we have LGBTQIA+, like, it just,
yeah,
it's just so amazing to me that it just started off with gay, and now we have, like, a whole, like, it just keeps adding to it. And I don't want to say woke, because that's stupid, but just how people are, like, finally becoming aware of others.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I don't know. Maybe that has nothing to do with anything. I just always found it funny how it went from just gay to, like, now there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to stop talking.
To go back, you know, to the subject, is it's kind of, like, hard because I don't personally like, and this is hard because I don't want to be, I'm not an authority on it because I don't fit the profile. Like, I'm not, I'm not gay, I'm not trans, I don't fit any of the boxes, but I don't want it to be like, you can't like Harry Potter because of the creator's thing. And that's yeah, kind of what sucks. It's like, I don't want to, like, go after everybody that likes Rick and Morty because Justin Roiland, you know, was a dirty guy. And so you're like, all right, well, where is it? Like, where's the line at? Because you don't want to sit there and be like, well, I don't. Like, I don't feel like by you liking Harry Potter, you hate trans people. Like, clearly, I know you as a person. I know you don't. But, and it's like, it sucks because that's kind of the way the country is like, a lot of people think because of one thing is one way that you, like,
You can't eat at Chick-fil-A unless you hate the
we're
gays.
gonna go like off topic a little bit, but it's just a funny thing to me is like, I remember, oh, it was like Donald Trump had done something, and like we kind of went out and I was like, that was stupid, you know, that was a dumb thing to do, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden in my family's eyes, or in like everybody's eyes, that was like, whatever, we're Democrats now because of whatever. Like, you spoke out once because your dad left
Oh, it's just hilarious.
loaded guns lying around, and then all of a sudden you were anti-gun. You know, you were a person that hated all guns and
Yes,
thought
and
you were
then
like gonna go on the streets and protest against guns.
when all I did was say, hey, gun safety, because I have a child running around your house and you have freaking guns and bullets laying around. And then he about shit his pants when I said, hey, for my birthday, will you buy me a gun? And he's like, what? And I was
No,
like,
you hate guns.
I've never been anti-gun. I'm very pro-gun safety, though.
Yeah,
Lock that shit up. You treat every gun like it's loaded.
anti guns laying around my children, like
Yeah.
loaded guns just sitting there for my kids. But yeah, and it's just kind of funny that's the way it is, and I'm not gonna tell people how to feel. I'm not going to tell people what to do, but it's like, we're not anti-trans, we're not anti-gay, we're not really anti-anybody except for, you know, douchebags.
Anti-pedophiles, I
Yeah,
guess.
anti-pedophiles, but it's like,
As
I
long as
don't.
things are legal and consensual.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm going to support Harry Potter Legacy. And I know, like, because there's so many people that are like, well, she has nothing to do with it. She doesn't have whatever. I'm like, okay, even if she was,
She's already a freaking rich millionaire. So it's not like if I
I'm pretty sure she's a
didn't.
billionaire at this point.
Yeah, and I'm so if you don't support it, I don't. And that's another thing. Let's get into this. I started telling you this in the car, Brady, but I didn't finish my thoughts. So I guess I saw on TikTok we're all supposed to start boycotting Amazon starting in, I believe, April because we're not supposed to, we're trying to get rid of the big monopoly that he has over everyone. And he, I don't know, like, and I said in the car, I've been trying to not support Amazon since he launched his, oh my gosh, launched his rocket into space. I thought, oh, I don't want to support you, but they've made it so hard to not support. They made it very hard. Like, there's, it's so convenient. So I don't know if I'm willing, like, as much as I want to go, like, oh, I support mom and pop and shop local. It's especially come Christmas, it's so hard to like really commit to that. And here's what sucks. Having I went through my hippie era of we're gonna reduce, reuse, recycle, and everything. We're gonna save the planet, go green. Our actual carbon footprint is 0.00000003. So I hate to break it to you, but you alone. Using, you know, reusables, going green, doing your own composting, everything in the sake of trying to save the planet, it's not going to do much. And so unfortunately, you boycotting, you know, something like Nike when they had their controversy, or if you boycott Hogwarts Legacy, or if you boycott Chick-fil-A, you're such a small drop in the bucket, but it's not going to do anything. It's not, I mean, people are still buying Hogwarts Legacy and she's still making a shit ton. So it's, you know, and I always think of that just from when I worked at Joann and people would get pissed because we wouldn't take their expired coupon or something. And they'd be like, well, I'm not shopping here anymore. I'm going to shop at Hobby Lobby or Michaels. And I'd just be like, okay. Like, the company's obviously going to do fine with or without you. And
yeah,
honestly, my paycheck's going to remain the same whether you're here or not. So I don't care. Boycott it if you want. I love Harry Potter. Like I said, I grew up on it. And like Brady said, I can have my own opinion and I can support the trans community. And I think I can still enjoy Harry Potter because the shit's dope. And freaking Harry Potter and Hagrid and Hermione, and none of them came out and said, fuck the trans.
Yeah.
No, they had nothing to do with it. Leave them alone.
Well, so that's kind of where we're at, is like, are we allowed to still watch Toy Story? Are we allowed to like Tom Hanks? Are we allowed to basically go into all these things that people, you know, because there's so many people on the list. I don't want to name them all. If you want to look them up, go ahead. But I'm not in the business of ruining people's days.
And there's a lot of fake lists out there, so make sure you get the legit one.
Yeah, and like I said before, I don't know who is like a frequent flyer. I don't know who was there one and done. I don't know who went and like, because they didn't know what they were doing. Like maybe they were there for like an actual business meeting of some sort or whatever. I have no idea. So I don't want to sit and like shit talk people that may or may not have had anything to do with it, or are now guilty by association.
Well, if you want to, and I 100% don't want to, there's people out there that read the actual court documents where it talks about who did what in detail.
Yeah.
I do not want to read that because it just, I mean, the whole thing's already upsetting to me that I don't want to have in detail minors talking about how they were abused.
And they're like thousands of pages and stuff. And I don't want to like, I don't know. I don't want to like, I don't want to be ignorant, but at the same time, I'm like, it's hard. Like the knowledge is such a heavy burden, you know? Knowing all this stuff, like, I don't want to be ignorant, and I don't want to be like, well, this person, whatever. Like, and it's hard because this is the what I'm dealing with, personally, with all this stuff. It's because I'm trying to separate the art from the artist, and there's certain things you can. Like, certain times, like, all right, well, I can separate the art from the artist with this bit, but, you know, it's like, yeah. How am I gonna watch, like, if I think I know what somebody did,
yeah,
and I watch it,
can we watch some of our favorite stoner movies again?
Like, are you gonna watch it, or is the whole time you're watching it gonna be like, oh man, I freaking can't stop thinking about how, you know, so and so did this or whatever, you know? And it's kind of like, that's where I kind of find myself, is like, yeah, I can move on. I can do different things. Like, I'll watch a movie that somebody was in that, you know, that may have been on the list or whatever. But at the same time, you're kind of like, is the movie ruined? Because the whole time I'm watching this movie, I'm just going to be thinking, you know, this guy was on that Epstein list, or this guy was raping chicks, or, you know, because that's the hard part, is like I said, with Bill Cosby, I love the Cosby Show. I love the old kids say the darndest things and all that stuff. And you're like, oh, it's cute, it's fun, whatever. But at the same time, like, when I'm watching it, is that the only thing I'm going to be thinking about? Because to me, entertainment is escapism, you know? Like, I want to watch a movie or whatever. I want to watch a movie. I want to play a video game, listen to music, read a book. You know, the point of me doing that is to get out of reality for a while. Not necessarily like because it's good or bad, but sometimes you just like, if you read Harry Potter books, you want to go into that world. You want to go into a world where magic is real and wizards are real and all this stuff is, you know, not necessarily saying like you hate your life and that's the reason you do it. Like, sometimes it's just funner that way. And the whole time you're doing it, you don't want to be like, oh, I love Hogwarts, I love Hogsmeade, I love all this stuff, I love magic, blah, 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 blah. Oh, but I can't like trans people. Whatever, you know, it's like that kind of ruins it. So to me, that's the hard part is like, I would like to separate it, but ultimately,
it's hard.
Am I going to be able to?
Yes.
Am I going to be able to forget about X and enjoy?
As our daughter would say, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying, man. Is I can't even listen to iTunes or Spotify anymore because I have a lot of Lady Gaga on there. And, like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of where I was like, well, if I listen to my CD, she's not getting a royalty.
Uh-huh.
Or however that works. Versus if I listen to her on Spotify, I think she gets... I don't know how it works, but she gets paid through Spotify to have her music on there.
Yeah.
So if I don't listen to there, like... I don't know, man. It's really shitty.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's the hard part. It's like, how do you get to there? And can you? And if you do, are you a shitty person? Because I don't... like I said, it's all hearsay, especially with a lot of people like Michael Jackson. You know, I don't know what he did. I don't know how anything, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I kind of like it that way. Not saying I want to be like, oh, I'm ignorant, whatever, but it's just like, excuse me.
My goodness sake.
That just snuck out. We went to an Italian restaurant for dinner and it was delicious. but it's, you know, and it's so up in the air as far as like Michael Jackson is, because yes, he went to court for that problem, you know, multiple times, but there's also Corey Feldman, who was a child, you know, Mouth from the Goonies. He spent a lot of time with Michael Jackson, and he was basically, he was nothing but nice to me. And then Macaulay Culkin, who I want to say he was actually on the report, like against Michael Jackson. He came out and was like, my parents did it. And I'm pretty sure he's one of those people whose parents.
I mean, they stole his money, didn't they?
Yeah, they took all his money. And that's kind of like, okay, well, so his parents were in on it. Like, not saying, you know, this is how every parent is, but his parents were definitely worried more about money than their child's well-being because they didn't really leave him with anything. And you're like, okay, well, is that just the case? But then, because he has even come out and said, like, Michael Jackson never did anything to me. Like, Michael Jackson was nothing but nice to me. Corey Feldman said the same thing. Michael Jackson was nothing but nice to me. But then
Corey was molested, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. I can't remember on what movie, but I want to say he was at some point. But
because that interview and I watched it, he made it sound like he's like it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson wasn't one of them.
Yeah, he makes it sound like Hollywood is just caked with
apparently the pedophile elite. Apparently it is. And it just like, I mean, I have a client that talks conspiracy with me and I love me a good conspiracy. We do conspiracy on the show. We're going to do more conspiracy in the future. And like, there's some conspiracy that I'm like, I just don't think that's true. There's no way it can be true. And then this shit comes out and you're like, oh my gosh, this is basically that conspiracy my client was telling me about that I said, no way it could be true. And here it is. Like, mm-hmm. It's basically true. So what else is true? How much of the wild shit? And I don't want to think, like, again, I don't, like you said, I don't want to be so ignorant to it. I want to stop, be part of the voices trying to stop the problem. But at the same time, like, and I've said it before, like, there are some stories out there that I'll get physically ill and lose sleep over. So I can't, I don't want to know some of these things. I really don't. Like, I kind of want to live in my bubble just because it's...
Yeah.
It is hard. You're right. Knowledge is hard. And like, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's not... I think that's where it's the hard part is like you don't want to. I want to have this stuff as my escapism, and I don't want it all to be tarnished because of some shitty person.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to support them. Like, I don't want to be out there like, oh, well, so and so was a shitty person, but my dad loves your shit, for lack of a better,
He wasn't on
and
that flight, was he?
who?
Jonah Hill?
No, not that I know of. I haven't watched all the videos on whoever was
I
there or
don't think he
whatever.
was, but when you hear about, like, Seth Rogen and James Franco, and you're like, well, Jonah Hill's friends with all of them, so was he
Yeah,
armed?
and that, like I said, that's a hard part. Is like I don't know, 'cause you say Seth Rogen's on there, and like, well, how many times though? And that's the shitty part. It's like I don't want to go looking for it. I don't want to find it. Because I still want to be able to watch Pineapple Express because I love that movie.
Well, I have the DVD, so they won't be getting a royalty if we choose to watch
Yeah,
it.
I love the movie. I love everything about it. But it's like I don't want to support bad people. But then at the same time, you're like, well, you have people that, are shitty people in general. Not saying they do anything illegal, but there's a lot of people out there in Hollywood that are bad people. Like they just don't. Either don't respect people or they just do shitty stuff to other people. And you're kind of like, okay, well, those people are also bad, not necessarily in an illegal way. But you always read stories about so and so, like, oh, some kid came up to him in the restaurant and they were like, piss off. And I'm like, okay, that person's shitty, but I don't want to like hate them because maybe they were having a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have a bad day and you fly to Pedophile Island, but. It's hard.
Yeah.
Like I want I don't want to let this thing like run my life, and I don't want to, but I don't want to support bad people, but I don't want to be ignorant. It's a tough
I
situation.
think what you're getting at is, dear listener, we don't have the answer. We don't know what the answer is. We're just as scared and confused as everyone else. And we just wanted to get on here and just, like I mentioned in the last episode, just kind of bitch about things. Just get it
Yeah.
off our chest and
More or less venting frustrations.
absolutely. And it's like I said, this is an episode we've actually tried to record it twice before, and something we keep talking about, and we want to do it, but then we don't think we should, and we kind of go back and forth. And I finally figured, like,
Yeah.
let's just do it. So, sorry if this is one of your first episodes and you hated it. We'll get back to some more fun, silly episodes next week. Feel free in the comments if I remember to put them. Oh, now I'm making weird noises. Let us know what kind of episode topics you would like us to do.
Yeah.
I know one thing is McCade has requested, like, maybe more on tarot. I thought about doing one on hydrotherapy because, as McCade pointed out when I talked about Imbolc, and I said if I jumped in a cold river in February in Utah, I would catch hypothermia and die. That is not true. I just am overdramatic because I hate the cold, and that kind of inspired me, like, hey, what if we did an episode on hydrotherapy? Would that be fun to listen to? I had other episodes in mind that I can't think of right now, but those are two you could possibly look forward to. So what kind of episodes would you like? Let us know. I think that's it from us. I got nothing else. You, Brady?
I got nothing. Just, at the end of the day, like she said at the top of the episode, oh, sorry, I assumed your gender.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just kidding. No, I, like you said at the top
Listen.
of the episode, this is 100% opinions. Like, that's all this episode has been. We never meant it. We're not authorities on anything. We're not telling you what to do. If you can push past this and just enjoy whatever, that's perfectly fine. It like Mike Tyson, I think he's a funny guy. I like watching him and stuff. But you got to realize he like used to beat the shit. I don't know if he still does. I shouldn't say used to. He beat the shit out of at least one of his girlfriends slash wife. I don't know what she was at the time. And he was a world-class boxer. You know, he beat her up. And now I watch him and stuff and I'm like, he's freaking hilarious. And so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we watch Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah, Mike Tyson Mysteries. One of the funny parody shows that has come out in the last, you know, 10, I don't know when it came out, 10 years ago?
It came out 10 years ago. I feel like it was pretty recent, like at least five, 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But it's, that's one of the things is like, I can watch that knowing like, you know, he did that terrible thing. I don't know if he feels bad for it, but you know, so I guess I don't want to like pick and choose. Sometimes I get over it, sometimes I don't, but yeah, it's...
Some things are easier than others. Like, not saying domestic violence is okay, because,
yeah.
Boy, it's not. But...
I think at the end of the day is, like, it... And it's probably, like, the bigger the crime, the more it's going to stick to the front of your head. Like, if you're thinking, oh, so-and-so's a pedophile, and they're in a children's movie, and you're watching the children's movie the whole time, thinking, man, this is sure... some kind of hypocrisy, then it's probably not going to enjoy that kid's movie. But I don't know. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I'm sure everybody, like, before I had kids, some of that stuff probably wouldn't have pissed me off. Like, probably would have pissed me off, but not to a degree that it does now. Like, me having my own children. So, some people out there might be totally like, well, I can look past it. I can get past it. I can still enjoy whatever. Because I'm going to be honest, I have kids. I probably will watch Toy Story later on. Probably like Toy Story 2. I don't know.
I don't.
Like, but.
Well.
And it's hard. Don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. Like I said, we'll get back to some more lighthearted, back to our regular programmed episodes.
Back to our opinions that are more bright and shiny.
Yes. I've been Panda.
I've been Brady.
I've been Amanda. That's another thing. We might need to change our podcast name. Because apparently... Did you just fart or was that your foot on the couch?
That was my foot on the couch.
Good Lanta.
You saw it move.
That's why I asked. Because it sounded just... Anyway. Apparently Panda Eyes or Panda Eye or something like that is like... I haven't looked into it because I watched like just a couple TikToks. Something made me physically ill again, but it's like has something to do with pedophiles and human trafficking. I need to look into it, but I'm scared to. So we might need to change the episode because
we're gonna leave it. It's the same with freaking
and this is
butterflies.
Yes, like and like the hearts that circle around each other and the little circles swirlies that swirl around each other. Like, at what point can butterflies be butterflies and pandas be pandas and we can enjoy those things without it meaning something gross and disgusting. Yeah.
Just because I don't think it should be ruined because somebody has used it for something bad.
Because, like, my nickname, I was always called Panda growing up, and I always hated it. Amanda Panda. So freaking original. Next to Amanda. Like, okay, good job. You thought of the dumbest joke that 5,000 other people thought of. Like, but then when I met you, I was dating you, and my nephew would... Your nephew, you know, not mine yet, would hardly speak to me. And then one day, we were both wearing Converse shoes, and, like, I think it's the first time he, like, said my name, kind of. And he's like, I have black shoes, just like... And then he gets embarrassed and whispers, Panda. And then runs off. And ever since that day, I was like, I'm Aunt Panda. Because that just melted my heart. And everyone can call me Panda now. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... Life sucks. Let's be done. I want to be done talking about this. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
And we love you.